This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It happens all the time. Some company comes out with good news, maybe higher than expected profits, and down goes the stock. When I check with experts, they'll tell me, well, buy on the rumors, sell on the news. Now, that may be code for sometimes stocks go up, sometimes they go down. But it's more than that, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Say you're a Wall Street trader. A nifty way to make money? Find out about a big company announcement first. Buy the stock low, sell high. Bill King is a market strategist at M. Ramsey King Securities. Before that, he was a trader for about 20 years.
The smart guys are getting out, and they're looking for the suckers to take their positions off their hands.
By positions, he means stocks or whatever investment they made. And by the rumor, sell the news can work with some big global events, according to Doug Roberts, chief investment strategist at channelcapitalresearch.com. He says traders watch international news closely.
Is it the beginning of something new, or is it the beginning of, you know, just a temporary event that's kind of a blip on the screen?
Take the 1973 oil embargo, when members of OPEC wouldn't sell to the U.S. People in the know bought before oil prices shot up. But Roberts says buy the rumor, sell the news doesn't work all the time. It sounds neat and easy, but it's just one tool for traders. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.